Oh, that theme song never gets old after all these years. Welcome to the Soap Series. I am your host, Doug, with my co-host, Pam. Pam, welcome to the show tonight.
Thank you, Doug.
You're welcome.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, hello, everybody. Hello, everybody in the chat room. Thank you for tuning in, and welcome to the new fans as well. We were featured on Blog Talk Radio today, so we're going to be having a lot of new fans as well. The picture of Tracy and Christian were on the front page of it, but they misspelled her name. Darn them. So, but they're all here, and welcome. So welcome, Tracy, to the show. How are you doing, Tracy?
I'm doing great. It's so funny. I heard the theme song, and all of a sudden my dog started to bark. I'm like, really? You hear it over in my house all the time. What's new about that?
And maybe he's thinking, yay or oh, not again? Which one?
She, yeah. I don't know what was going through her little mind there.
Well,
what kind of dog do
your...
you have?
Oh, yeah.
I have three, actually, but this one was my little 5-pound Maltese.
Oh, those are cute.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry about that. My mom is having technical difficulties, and I'm trying to get her sound on her computer so she can listen, and a little technical difficulty there. Pams, could you go ahead and just talk for a few seconds while I help my mom out?
Sure. No problem. What are the other two dogs?
I have a Maltipoo. These two are rescues. And then I have a Golden Retriever. So Hazel, Zoe, and Harley.
Oh, those are cute.
And now I'm deciding whether I'm going to go into chickens, meaning for fresh eggs, nothing else. I'm a vegetarian.
But aren't they a lot of work?
You know, I was told that they weren't, but the difference, you know, a lot of my friends out where I live have chickens, and the eggs are, the difference are amazing. Can't even believe it.
Yeah, and I don't know. Well, yes, I did have fresh eggs before, but it's been many moons.
The taste is different, and even just the color of the yolk, you know. But and they love to. I'm just about to plant a vegetable garden, and so they love to go into the vegetable garden, and you can work by composting, and a lot of the stuff, you know, even the chickens will like.
That's true. You can feed them that way.
All fresh,
okay,
you know, all fresh things.
Okay, I saved the day.
Excellent. Your mom is going to be very happy.
Yes. She's like, don't worry, I just won't listen. I said, no, oh, hold on a second. We can pause it. No, it's live air. It's live air. So this is the first time you're with us with Pam. When you were with us before, we had Joyce. Joyce,
that's
sadly,
right.
She, excuse me, she got her job transferred to do a night shift, so she's unable to be with us anymore. So Pam is now a wonderful addition to our show, and she brought a lot of the ABC passion to mesh with my CBS passion, and we just have make a great team, and we're just taking on the industry.
That's fantastic. Blaze on.
Yes.
Thank you. And just so you know, I do watch CBS soaps. It's just that I started out with ABC, but I have watched CBS soaps for many, many years. So.
Oh, good. Good.
But I was a CBS. I'm just a CBS guy, so it's nice to bring someone in that knows the other shows as well. And NBC, we can't forget that one as well.
Yeah,
right, right.
So it's been, you were our very first guest, January 2nd, and, you know, we're so glad to have you back. So what's been going on with you? You know, we were talking a little bit pre-show, looking for, you know, a new place to live, but anything else? You know, what else is going on in your life in the last almost six months?
You know, I'm just about to leave on Friday to go back to Toronto to do the Shopping Channel on Saturday.
Oh, perfect.
I have three shows, and still working on Jabot, and working on Young and Restless.
Perfect.
And will Jabot be back on QVC shortly then?
You mean HSN?
Or HSN, I'm sorry. I knew it was one of them.
That's all right. I'm
from
both,
so don't worry.
We are working very hard for that. We had like a little glitch, and now we're working very hard to get it back.
Yeah. Okay. When you were here in January, you were just getting ready to do the Shopping Channel. How'd that go the last time you went?
It went great. My first year anniversary was in the first week of February. This is my May collection for moms. and sisters and grandmas and all of that. And there is more of kind of a vintage flair to this line. I'm just obsessed. I've been tweeting some pictures of some of the rings. I'll tweet a necklace later. I'm very, very happy with this line. Very excited to show everybody. And I know I've been getting tweets that people are now going to have breakfast with me and lunch and have drinks while I'm on selling the show, the jewelry. So I'm so happy that people are now turning it into an event. It's great.
Now, are we able to see that anywhere here in the States? Or is
if you go to the shoppingchannel.com, you can watch a live feed.
Oh, perfect. Well, when you get the dates for that, or when you tell us the dates for that,
it's May 5th.
Oh, May 5th. Okay, perfect. Well, I don't want to miss that because I missed it last time. So we'll also put that on our website so that way your fans can watch you do your thing with that jewelry. It's beautiful. I look at the stuff on the site and I'm just like, God, why can't I be a woman? Great jewelry.
You know what? I actually am starting to make what I'd like to do is at least 2 or 3 unisex pieces per collection. And I did a cross bracelet that men are wearing.
Excuse
me for sounding a little distracted. I'm trying to find my times as to when on earth I'm on the shopping channel, and of course I can't find it. So my kids would call this my ADD moment when I just start talking about that stuff.
So when you're in Toronto, could you bring Finmore and Scotty back? I'm just saying.
Careful what you ask for. Let's just say that.
I know. We heard some rumblings that he's being aged, like the recent Kyle just got aged. So I'm excited to see that.
But there's
a
very interesting element around that I can't quite talk about right now. But there's a very, very interesting element around it.
Oh, well, that's great because as long as Lauren just shoots her and Daisy and gets her off, like I told you before when we're on here, we want Lauren to have a front burner storyline without a Carter involved. And when we were talking last time, you were just filming those business scenes, like the board of director scenes, and I'm really excited that that's coming up again with Lauren Matt about Victor firing
the
Michael.
Victor scene. Here's my other ADD moment. I have my times.
Okay,
I just found them.
For
the Shopping Channel, and this is East Coast time, 8 to 10 a.m., 2 to 3 p.m., and 5 to 7 p.m.
Okay.
So 8 to 10, 2 to 3, 5 to 7. And now I will listen to everything you have to say.
Okay, well, that's okay. We're going to have some more, scenes with, the boardroom coming up with Victor firing Michael last week and stuff. So I'm really, really excited about that. But I'm just ready for you to pull out that gun again and Finmore's and just finish what you started, but also don't go to jail. It'd just be like one of those things where you get out of jail free card. You did Genoa City a favor.
Well, redheads and orange, I don't think it's a good combination.
It isn't, no, because Daisy was in that orange, for quite a while. And
right, but she's more of a strawberry blonde. I'm more auburn. I think it clashed.
Yeah. it just wouldn't work. And Lauren in jail is just not a good. It's just not. You've been through enough. You don't need to go to jail either. So, I'm anxious to see what May Sweeps is going to bring us with that as well. And we're going to still keep, tweeting to CBS and to bring into a storyline that's unique, something that you haven't done before, or going back to basics, or there's something that CBS can do with you, and we're going to make it happen somehow.
Ah, you're so sweet. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We worked really hard to get Michael Damian back, and we're so happy that him and Laura Lee Bell are coming back this month on air. And we just talked to Michael last.
We have fun. We had very little to do, but we had so much fun seeing each other.
I bet the memories were amazing just to be able to be on set together. And
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. No.
I worked with Michael, and then I went to Whole Foods to go marketing right after work, and I walked in, and they started playing Maniac from Flashdance, And anybody who's been watching Y&R for a very long time knows that one of the concerts, he sang the song Maniac and tore his T-shirt off, and it was, oh, my God,
yeah.
It's all the rage.
Yes.
And so I'm texting him from Whole Foods. I'm like, you're not going to believe what I'm listening to, thinking about you.
Yeah. That is hysterical.
You know what I think we need, too, is when you guys are all back together, I think we need those 80s flashbacks with those
hairs. Oh, my God,
with
we're
the
all screaming from our hair.
And,
oh,
God. Oh,
all
hair.
I can think of is I don't have like a couple bad years. I have like 2 decades of what the hell was I thinking?
My God. You were just thinking everything that everybody else was thinking.
God.
That's all. You fit right in.
I know. I wore such big shoulder pads that I was known, A, as Shoulders. That was my nickname. And people used to yell hike when I would walk through the door. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Oh, gosh. I love doing these shows because we get to see such a, you know, it's so nice, you know, that I'm blessed to be able to have the show and have the guests come on. But it's every night after we're done, we have an after show for a few minutes where we talk about the interview and just, you know, just bake and the awe of what we just experienced. And every single time we have someone on, it's just like, wow, I mean, you know, we're so used to the Lauren, and it's so nice to see Tracy, because you know there's not many outlets for soap stars, you know, to be seen and heard and interviewed and stuff. So this is such a great outlet, and it's so fun, and it's getting more comfortable with each guest that we have. We originally started out just doing CBS Young Restless and Bold and Beautiful with Newman Joyce, and I did it, and then we've branched off to all 4 soaps now, and now we've talked to, you know, people on General Hospital on Days of Our Lives, and it's we really have shot really far. I mean, we've gotten so big so fast, and we didn't even know this was happening. And you know, some of the, you know, Sharon Case was on a few weeks ago, and she was talking about that. Other people who have been on the show have been talking on the set about it, and so we've actually had some of the cast members contact us to be on the show, and it's like, wow, this is so great that, you know, we've developed a platform for you all to come on and talk to your fans.
Uh-huh.
And you know, and it's just really great. So
it's very surreal, though. I mean, you just don't, you know, you're doing it, but when we get off the phone at the end, Doug and I are like, wow, did that just happen? You know,
yeah.
So it's nice. We really enjoy it, and we're very grateful and very blessed to have all of you come on.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. I will always. I've always been Team Lauren all the way, and
I love that. It's so sweet.
And when we have the people on, you know, we like 5 or 6 months later, we want to invite them back, and then just do mostly a call-in show because we've already done the actual, you know, interview piece, and people can go back onto our website and listen to our interview piece, and this way it'll give up, you know, more of 45 minutes of you know, fans to be able to call, because you know, every time we have a guest on, there's just not enough time to get to every single guest, you know, to every single caller. So this opens up the airways to have more people call in. And tonight we have a huge turnout. So we're going to turn over to the phones in just a moment because we've got featured on the Blog Talk. So when you go to blogtalkradio.com and over on the right hand side, there's a place called Staff Picks. Well, somebody at Blog Talk must like you. Because they chose you, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's great. And so we've gotten so many, you know, people, you know, saying, oh, I'm so glad you're having her on and stuff. So it's really great how this is all kind of like full circle.
That's so nice.
They love you.
That's
yes,
so sweet.
Yes.
Well, I love
in the
them.
Chat. let's see. Well, I'm just going to go. Do you have anything that you want to say before we go on to Pam?
No,
we've
got
on?
A million callers, so let them call in.
Yeah, no problem. Well, we'll just go ahead and do that then. We'll bring your fans on because this is what we do it for, to bring the fans
Perfect.
To you. And
I would
you
love
to the fans.
It.
All right. So coming up first is Christy, area code 503. You're on with Tracy. Go ahead.
Hi, Christy.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I am good. I grew up watching your show thanks to my grandmother, and she's 84. And she's been watching Young and the Restless since it started. And she wanted to say hi. And I'm hoping maybe I can get a shout out to my grandmother. Her name is Cleo.
Cleo?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
After Cleopatra.
Hi, Cleo Cleopatra.
Oh, she's going to be flipped. I have this recording, so she is going to just be absolutely floored. I appreciate it. And I heard that you mentioned you're a vegetarian. What is your favorite dish? I'm a chef slash caterer.
Oh, you are?
Yes,
you know,
and I'm looking for new vegetarian meals to prepare for clients.
Oh, well, I just started making this halibut curry made with coconut milk and cilantro and curry powder and some lime juice. And it's fantastic.
Oh,
there's some vegetarian broth in there as well. And then you poach it on top of the stove. It's amazing.
Oh, that sounds fabulous. I will have to definitely Google that up and get a recipe.
Right,
thank
absolutely.
You so much.
And you're welcome. I you know, I guess they call me a pescatarian because I eat just a few fish, just a very, very, I like the little light white fish, and I don't do it very often, but then I'm all vegetables.
Oh, wonderful. I'm always looking for new recipes so that I can appease the clients, and that's one way I know to, you know, get a good business going. And I'm so happy to see you on TV when I watch you during the day.
Oh,
and I'm hoping that the writers keep going and keep adding you and don't do a day's trick. Hopefully they'll keep your storylines super up to code and you keep going.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you. You just made an 84-year-old's day.
Aw. You're so sweet. Thank you.
Say hi to Grandma
for us.
Okay.
I will.
Yes.
Have a great night.
All right.
Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thanks.
Oh, that's great.
That makes me feel
good to hear that kind of stuff.
Definitely.
Let's see here, just a moment here. We got Cassandra is next. Cassandra, you're on with Tracy. Go ahead.
Hey, Tracy.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to thank you for the relationship advice you gave to me. I don't know if you remember or not. I emailed you on Facebook, and you told me to focus on my son, Gabriel.
Aww.
And just trust that everything was going to be okay. And my husband and I reconciled in October, and so everything's
Aww.
Great now. But, yeah.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
I'm so happy
for
you.
Yeah. You told me I needed to talk to him and everything and try to, you know, communicate better with him because, you know, the distance since I was in Georgia and he was in Arkansas. So
right. I'm kind of bossy, I guess, on Facebook. But it worked. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. But, you know, the wonderful thing about this social media and the Twitter and the Facebook, even though I get dirty looks from my mother saying, what are you doing looking down at your phone again, is that I really get to connect with everybody that watches in a much different way than we've ever been able to connect. And there are these, you know, friendships and personal connections that stem from it. And I really love it. I love it when people love something on the show and they'll say, oh, you know, right away, or they'll ask me questions, or, you know, they're part of my lives and I feel like I'm as much part of their lives now as everybody who follows me on Twitter and in Facebook. And so, we get these wonderful opportunities to kind of touch each other's lives. And I'm so thrilled for you, Sandra.
Thank you. He needs to shoot Daisy.
That's so funny. Well, you never know.
That's true. You never know in soap opera world what could happen.
Right, exactly.
Well, people are thinking that somebody might steal your gun and, you know, frame you for shooting Daisy or something, you know, a whole murder mystery thing.
Right,
like
except that they took my gun, those police people. And in fact, you know, there's a whole thing because even though I'm using a gun with blanks, I have to make sure that they really wipe the gun down after I've touched it. Because if I've touched a gun, even if I'm working on a show and somebody takes that gun and uses it, my fingerprints are all over it. I watch those guys wipe those things down. I'm like, you know, where are you putting that?
And another thing is, I'm glad that Michael and Lauren are still together. You know, they're great for each other. I just love them as a couple.
Me too. We really, really enjoy working together. I feel blessed every day that I get to work with such a brilliant actor. And we have a good time.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Cassandra, for the call.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
You're
God
welcome.
Bless.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
The only thing, from watching the show the last couple of weeks, your husband has been chumming up with someone that I don't appreciate him chumming up with, you know.
Yeah, I don't appreciate her either, I'll be honest.
Phil's sister is, you know, getting a little too close to him. And, you know, he's stressed out. You know, he is the only lawyer in town, you know, except for her. You know, she's new in town. And, you know, so he promised Lauren several years back, I'm never going to work with Victor. I'm never going to work with any friends or family. And he's done that ever since then. So I think the writers, when they changed writers, I think they forgot that.
Oopsie.
Yep. That's true. Oopsie. I hope she doesn't get in the way, because, you know, I've seen Lauren in action, and she won't take that lightly at all.
Not at all. Mm-mm.
No. she loves her man.
That's right.
All right. Going up next is Evelina. Evelina, you're on with Tracy. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
You called in.
Yeah, I did.
Oh. Good for
I
you.
Almost chickened out.
You almost did? Oh, you said you were going to, and I'm so glad you did. Evelina is
an
amazing, amazing person.
Well,
you're so sweet. No, I get to hear from you every morning on Twitter, and we talk through the day, and I'm so glad you called in. How's school going?
Oh, let's not go there.
Keep the faith. You'll get through it, I promise.
Oh, thank you.
It's what I tell my kids, too. My older son is counting the hours. Counting the hours. He called me today to tell me exactly what time he was getting in the car to drive home after his last final. I was like, are you sure?
Yeah.
I think that's 2 weeks shy of your school being out. He said, I don't care. I'm coming home.
I feel for him. Trust me. A year
I'm
older
sure.
than him. So.
I'm sure. Where are you in school? What grade? Where are you?
That's 10th grade.
10th grade. Oh.
No, the difference is that we call it the first grade. So that confuses Americans. Like, you're the first grade?
Oh, that's so interesting. So you would be 10th grade, right. I have a 9th grader, and he's tearing his hair out with his tutor downstairs right now. So.
poor guy.
Right. We were at lunch today, and I said, look, just try and calculate how much the tip would be, and quite frankly, that's all you need to know in math.
Right.
I don't know why they're teaching you a linear interpolation. Just figure out how much tip I need to leave, and that's it.
No, but, my parents are, I'm planning to go to L.A. next year, and if there is a fan event. And I was like, I have school then. Do you think I can be free then? My dad was like, well, if you have good grades and stuff. I was like, seriously?
Aww, that's so nice. That's
so I'm going
great.
There
that's
anyway,
far.
But hopefully.
I'll cross my
there.
Fingers for you. I'll cross my fingers for you. That would be
Thanks.
Great.
Total.
Yeah, that's right. We do the fan event every other year.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not going if you're not there. I mean,
don't worry. I will. If you're going, I'll go. How's that?
Well, good, then I'm going.
Okay, perfect. Then the gang's all here.
You're not leaving me behind.
Come on, Pam, you got to come now, too. You got to do it.
Well, did you have a question for Tracy?
Well, first off, I have to say hello from Melanie and Taryn. They were like, you have to say hi from me. So, yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
They are
I'm
saying
so glad.
We all love you, and yeah.
That is so sweet. I'm very lucky to have some really amazing women who follow me every day, and men, I have to say. And that we tweet all day, you know, all through the day, and little quips here and there. And as I said, even though my mother gives me dirty looks, I still do it.
Yeah.
It actually takes a lot of time through the day to do the Facebooking and the tweeting. I you know, didn't realize how much time. I don't have anybody that helps me with it. I know a lot of people have assistants, and I don't have that. And so I always apologize to everybody, and I say, look, I just have to finish a little bit of this, and then I can concentrate. But it's always my tweeting now.
Yeah. Well, you said before you have an ADD thing. I have ADD, so that's like a big distraction.
Let me tell you something. We with ADD get the most done, I believe.
Yeah.
We can multitask like nobody's business.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. It depends what I focus on. It's like...
I bet if
yeah.
you focus on things that you really love, you can completely do it from A to Z. It's when things aren't that interesting. I mean, you know, when they tried to tell me my son was having trouble focusing, I was like, well, what are you teaching him? And they told me, and I said, well, I'd be staring at the ceiling tiles too. I mean, geez. You know, so listen, we have to get through school. We all know that. And hopefully you use it to your best advantage, right?
Yeah. That's true.
And
well,
then
now,
I have Frank, the school teacher, who follows me as well, so I have to be really good and support school because it is important. I always say to everybody who's going to be an actor or an actress or be in, you know, I say it's not called show fun, it's called show business. You need to be smart.
Yeah.
Well, now in Sweden, our, like, high schools are a little more like your college. We still have college,
yeah.
but... It's a little more so we choose direction already, so it's a little bit more fun.
Oh, that's excellent.
But,
see, I actually believe that's the way schooling should be. There should be a little bit more directional.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think then it would be, you know, far more interesting. Well, I'm so glad that you called, and I'm so glad that you follow, that we talk on Twitter. Was there anything you wanted
too.
To specifically ask me, or...
So I was thinking a long time because I was like, well, everyone is coming up with so great questions. I don't know what to
ask. Oh, I know,
after.
Because you always get shy when we talk, so I want to make sure that you get your question in.
Yeah, you know what? Before, like, the show started, I was, like, waking my brother up, and someone was like, look, I'm shaking. You have to slap me. I'm shaking.
Oh, no.
Well, he went back to sleep. But then when you started talking, like, before the show, I was like, well, here we go. Voice, calm me down.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. What time is it there?
It's, let's see, I think it's like it's 3:30.
In the morning?
If you call that morning.
Or night?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Yeah, she's calling from
Sweden.
That's why.
Oh,
wow. Yes,
sweet that she got
Sweden.
Up so early.
Okay.
Yeah,
that makes
got
sense
up very, very early to listen in. And I'm so glad that you did. That means so much to me.
Well,
yeah,
Evelina,
my parents
so
are
much for
used
calling.
To it. I'm like, well, it's Tracy. They're like, okay, fine.
Well,
all right,
so
go
you.
Back to sleep and have the best day.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
You
well,
too.
Yeah, we will talk.
And you did
we'll
great.
Talk to you very soon. Yes.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye, hon. Wow. We got international stars here. That's
I
awesome.
I know. She's so sweetheart. She's such a sweetheart.
Oh, that's perfect. Up next is Jay. Jay, you're on with Tracy. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm good, Tracy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate you taking the call. I have kind of an interesting question for you. I'm a big fan of horror movies, and I remember movie Happy Birthday to Me, and I wanted to see if you would ever be interested in doing another flick like that, you know, something more high quality or more with more money involved with it, something that would be a bigger production like Scream or something like that, if you'd ever be interested in doing another horror film, because you were so great in that movie to me. I loved
it. Oh, you're so sweet. You know what? I never say never. And you never know. But, you know, it took me so many times to be able to watch my own movie that I watched being made, because I get so, I'm like a total scaredy cat.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's very, very hard for me to watch anything with any kind of tension, and especially gore. Oh, my God. It's so hard for me. So that's the only
reason I'm not getting a definite...
What?
I'm right there with you. I don't watch those kind of movies.
I don't like watching them, but I had the best time making that movie, and I'm still in contact with a lot of the people that I worked with who are so talented and fun. A lot of us, you know, stayed in contact, which is great, even if it's just on Facebook.
How cool. I like to hear that. That's awesome.
And it was a lot of fun. It was one of my favorite experiences, because the director, J. Lee Thompson, worked under Hitchcock. And J. Lee Thompson, our director, directed the original Planet of the Apes and
got
Navarone. Right. So he was just this extraordinary being, and it was just amazing to be with him every day.
That is so cool. I didn't know any of that backstory. That's really cool. Thanks for sharing that with me. I'm very excited about that. I'm going to have to watch that again this weekend, I think.
Ah, you're so sweet. Well, let me know what you think this time.
I certainly will do that. And just one more thing really quick.
Sure.
I'm looking forward to hopefully having Kimberlyn Brown return. I know it's been hinted at, and never say never, you know, Sheila's dead, but I would love to see you and Kimberlyn work together again. It's the best duo, and all the soaps, you guys are so great together.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're so very welcome, and thank you again for taking my call tonight.
Absolutely. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Tracy.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye. Yeah, there's a, you know, Sheila is such an iconic character in daytime, and, you know, they went in a different direction, you know, with her, with Michelle Stafford, and which, you know, Michelle Stafford knocked it out of the park. She did an outstanding job with that.
Yeah.
But there's always the, you know, the thoughts out there that, you know, Sugar was really Sheila, you know, disguised as Michelle, you know, as Phyllis, and that, you know, Kimberlyn Brown can be, you know, can resurrect from the dead. And, you know, even if you need to see her back on Bold and the Beautiful, you know, she's already terrorized you in Genoa City, you know, for, you know, a couple times. And it'd be nice to see her go back and, you know, terrorize them. You know, there's a whole new crew now. There's all those young kids on that show. So they can go, you know, Amber's over there, too. So, and she used to be friends with Amber. So that, I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities. As you said on our very first interview, never say never. You know, they've had Marlena possessed by the devil on Days of Our Lives. I mean, they could do anything.
Yeah.
Reva Chain on Guiding Light was cloned.
You can go to Toronto and show up, you know, 10 years older.
Exactly.
As long as they never do that to me. We're all good.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, moving on. Let's see here. We have, okay, you know this one. This one's Frank.
Hi, Frank. You got through.
Hello. I got through.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Did you see I put a plug for teachers?
Yes, you did. I heard that. I was going to say thank you for that. That's excellent.
And this man is a great teacher. I can tell by the way we talk back and forth and how dedicated he is to his students. So we celebrate you, Frank.
Thank you very much. It's a tough job, but, you know, I enjoy it. So that's why we stick to it.
Right, exactly. It's hard. And you've got the teenagers, right?
I've got good 10 and 11-year-olds.
Right, just the preteens,
yeah.
The tweens.
The preteens, yeah, the tweens, yeah. You call them, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's a good job. I enjoy it.
So it's right before they're annoying.
That's right, yeah. Exactly. And then they get older, and you know the way they get from there.
still fun and delicious, but kind of annoying.
Exactly, yeah, you know, exactly.
Right. Exactly.
But no, but I just wanted to say, I wanted to call more in and say, you know, you've been very, like, just thank you for being very personable on Twitter and even on Facebook. It's like, I've been a huge fan since I was young, and I don't know if I think I told you the story about kind of my grandmother was the one that got me into Young and the Restless.
That's right.
And she used to babysit me now, so she'd be laughing right now if she still were alive, because I used to force her to sit in front of the TV every time you were on.
Aww, you're so
And it was
sweet.
The funniest story, because she's very, my grandmother was very Italian, so I'd have to, like, tell her what was going on in the show. She'd only understand bits and pieces of it, but she was always a huge fan, and it's been a long time, so, I mean, it's a pleasure to be talking to you.
Aw, it's so nice to finally talk to you, because, you know, we talk on the Facebook, I sound like a friend of mine who uses the incorrectly all the time, on Facebook and on Twitter, and then I listen to your voice, and I'm like, oh my God, you have such a deep voice.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you called in. That's great.
No, but I just wanted to say, I mean, I know a lot of people are talking about, okay, let's, you know, give Lauren another storyline with No More with the Sheila. And I have to say, though, your storylines with Sheila were probably the best on the Y&R.
Oh, they were fun. They were fun.
I mean,
they were fun.
But I think it's time that we just get rid of Sheila now and get Lauren a major storyline. You know, I was tweeting about that for quite some time, hoping that I could get Young and the Restless' attention.
Right.
Right, so I'm hoping that another storyline comes along. But I wanted to ask you. I mean, I've watched Lauren for years now, and you've seen the bad girl Lauren, you've seen the good girl Lauren, and Lauren's been pretty good lately until she took the gun out.
Yeah.
But what character do you prefer? I mean, I'm big on drama. I actually teach drama to the kids. That's one of my biggest focuses.
Oh, nice.
Into a lot of character building and stuff like that. And I know that my kids love playing, like, the bad characters, right? So I was just wondering, what character do you, what's exciting to you more? That character? Is it the one that you're playing now?
You know, as long as Lauren has an edge and can be funny every now and then, you know, I'm fine. It's when you get the goody two-shoes thing that's the really hard part to play. It's a lot more fun to have, like, an edge. You know, a little bit of an edge to you.
Yeah, and I think that's what I remember from way back, is that you had that edge quite a bit way back. And I remember pulling my grandmother to TV, and we tell stories about all that. My mother still laughs when we sit there, because it's like that's what we remember. I mean, that character that was, you know, you were so exciting, and now it's back. Like, I see it coming back again, and you've been on the show much more lately, I've noticed, which is a good thing.
Yeah, thank goodness.
I'm hoping that continues.
Yes, I hope it continues too. Thank you.
And I mean, I love the comments. I love just watching, looking at your tweets with Michelle Stafford and the rest of them, because you guys are a hilarious bunch. Going back and forth with each other. No, it is true.
I mean,
and I love that you have a connection to Toronto. That's the best part.
Well, Toronto is not only where my mother was born and raised, and my whole mother's side of the family. My best friend is there, and my boyfriend is from there.
Yeah, that's right, because actually I saw you on the Marilyn Dennis show the last time you came.
Yes, 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 and we didn't get a chance to, like, connect that day. They kept pushing me this way, pushing me that way. And
I know,
because
you were right at the beginning
down.
Of the show. That's right, yeah.
I know. I was like, wait a minute. How am I supposed to meet Frank?
I know. It was just bad luck at that point. Oh, well.
But you were so sweet to come down. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no. It was fun. It was fun. It was a good day off work. That's my only day off work I took this year, so.
Well, I'm honored. I'm honored that you chose to come down on that day.
No problem. No, and I just wanted to say, and thank you for taking my call, and thank you for being very personable, and it was excellent to finally get to talk to you.
Yes, definitely. I'm so happy. And
hopefully, maybe one day I'll run into you in Toronto.
Yes, absolutely. Every time I go in, it's such a whirlwind. That's the only reason I haven't been.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Succinct with what you know, the answer that you've asked, but that's why I'm trying to figure out when I can meet people or not meet people.
Oh, obviously, no. I totally understand. Totally understand.
Yeah. You're so sweet, though. Thank you so much for calling in.
No problem, and thank you for taking the call. Thanks,
absolutely.
Doug. Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad he was able to get through.
Yes, definitely.
Next is another Pam Rogers. Pam, you're on with Tracy. Go ahead.
Hi, Pam. How are you?
Hi, Tracy. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
My question is, who or what inspired you to be an actress?
You know, my mom was an actress, and my father was a producer, director, musical arranger, and he was doing a musical show. If anybody who's listening is from Canada, maybe they would remember René Simard. He was a French singer, a young French singer from Montreal, and my father was doing a pilot for a series for him. And they were working with all teenagers, and I remember I was 12, and they were all having fun acting and singing and dancing, and I'm holding my father's script. And I'm like, what's wrong with this picture? And actually, it was working on that pilot with my dad that inspired me to want to do it as well.
Wow.
That's interesting.
That's interesting. Yeah. Another question I have is, since the Jabot line is going on, how about a Fenmore line of clothing?
Yeah, well, hopefully. Hopefully, you know, that would all be in the works. I want to bring Jabot back strong, and I'd like to also bring it to Canada. And, you know, that would be the next step. I would love that.
I know. They showed last week when Lauren got arrested and Jill was in the store, and so was Catherine. There was, like, a couple shirts that were in the background, and they were so pretty.
Let me tell you something. Every time I'm on that set, I'm shopping. I'm like, wait a minute. Why am I not wearing this?
That's great.
So I understand.
Now,
I'm glad you
looked. Do you guys get to keep a lot of the clothes?
No.
Did you
I mean, if I wanted
for the show?
If I wanted to borrow them for a special event, that would be one thing. But, you know, there's also something odd in my head that once it's Lauren's, every now and then I don't mind borrowing it, but once it's Lauren's, it's an odd thing for me to wear it. I know that sounds weird. But I kind of separate us, and her stuff is kind of different than what I would wear.
Mm-hmm.
I know, that sounds odd.
No, that's interesting, though.
I'm just odd.
<That's all laughs>
Let me be the
well,
first to
tell
you.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
So lovely
Thank
to talk to you, too.
It was a pleasure talking to you, and I enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for watching.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
She was talking about the set of Fenmore's, and I was just thinking last week the viewers got to see Catherine ringing up stuff at Fenmore's. That was hysterical. I was shopping, and I just look in, and Catherine Chancellor is ringing up my clothes.
Oh my God, that's hysterical. You know, Jeannie Cooper is one of the great dames of all time.
Yes.
And she is funny and sharp and so much fun to work with. She really is the mom of all of us.
Yeah.
She's the one that welcomes all of us in. She's incredible. She's incredible.
And I'm also glad to see some sister love in the last few weeks as well with Jill. Jill and Lauren both being able to be in scenes together. There were some emotional scenes where, you know, Jill was there when Lauren pulled out the gun, and she was there at the jail with her and everything. So I mean, that was really good, because when we talked before, we were talking about what a shock it was for, you know, Lauren to find out that Jill was her sister, and there hasn't been enough storyline with that. And it was nice that they touched on that recently, because, you know, and another thing that gets me with Jill works at Fenmore's, and she's also the marketing person at Jabot, and it just confuses me. It's like, where is she really supposed to work at? Isn't that a conflict of interest? And, you know, being the one, you know, watching it 30 plus years, you know, you think these people are real, you know, you think that they're your distant friends, and you take it too much to heart. You have to remember, it's just a show.
I know, yeah. I know, but that stuff is difficult sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
And then they get nitpicky about certain things that you think, I don't think, you know, is that really important? I'm like, now we're getting realistic, you know, now. But
exactly.
Yeah, we like to remember ourselves, you know, the story, and we like to make it as absolutely true as possible. We know our writers do as well. But, you know, adding Catherine Chancellor working at Fenmore's, that's just funny and fabulous.
Yes, that was fun. Joining us now is David. David, you're on with Tracy. Go ahead.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tracy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I've been a big fan all the way back to when Lauren first had her troubles with Mary.
Oh, Carolyn Conwell. Those were the days, huh?
Those, I love those confrontations she had with her. My question is, have you been in contact with her? Because she hasn't been on in, like, a while.
No, I really haven't. And Doug and I talk about her a lot and how good she was. You know, she's such a good actress. But, no, we have not been in contact with her. We're terrible. You're reminding me. I think I have to find her email and contact her today.
Yes, you must do that. And tell her fans we miss her and love her.
I will. So good.
Yeah.
Definitely.
She'd be, like, good with the Patty storyline. It's a shame that she wasn't brought on with that.
Yeah, she would have been great. Absolutely great. She's awesome. Such a great talent. I miss her greatly.
My other question is
we
all talk about the source of the young kids. What are your views of aging the children more?
You know, I was kind of laughing today thinking, that's so funny. Michael and Lauren have only been married 5 or 6 years, and yet they have a 15-year-old son. You know, I think if it really brings about great story, I honestly don't have a problem with it. I'm hoping that the aging of these kids will bring a richness to story. I'm all about storytelling. And, yes, I would like it to be as real as possible, but sometimes, you know, on a soap, that doesn't happen. But, you know, I'm hoping aging them, because you can't tell a lot of deep, rich, connected, emotional story, and I know this sounds funny, but with a 10-year-old, you know, it's hard. And as fabulous as Robbie, who has played Fenn, is, he's incredible. Every time he shows up, he's finished another major feature, and the joke is that every child, including the newborns who played Fenn, have gotten nighttime series, and I'm not kidding. They all have bigger resumes than all of us put together. Seriously, and it always makes me laugh. I'm like, how did those 3-month-old babies get a nighttime series into Christian? I'm like, and we can't, you know. But I'm just hoping that it really brings a fun, rich, and emotional story to us. So for me, I'm good with it.
Thank you very much for speaking to me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, David.
Bye.
Yep.
Bye.
Now, before you take the next call, Tracy, do you sing and or dance?
I used to.
Okay, so why weren't you in that video?
Because I didn't want to sing and
or
dance.
You were just standing there.
And so they made me do it by making me stand there. It was one of the funniest things. They're like, you're coming in to do the flash mob. And I'm like, no, I'm not. And they're like, yes, you are, because here's your dialogue for the beginning. I'm like, okay. I'm like, as long as I don't have to dance, I'll be fine.
Oh, my gosh. That was one of the best videos I've ever seen.
I love it.
No, what they should have shown is the behind the scenes of everybody dancing. And I kidded Christian to no end, who was determined to get the dance right. And every single day up in hair and makeup would practice with everybody. And he was reading the dance moves, you know, like, you know, to the left, 2 steps, to the right, 2 steps. And all of a sudden he yells, chase ball. And I'm like, chase ball? And then we realized, we don't know where he got that. It was kickball change chaussee, and the man speaks French. So I'm like, how did chaussee get to be kickball? So I was texting him for days, kickball,
funny.
Kickball.
Oh, that's hysterical. Oh, my
gosh.
Somebody's got to have that on tape somewhere, so you can
oh, my
get
God.
It out there.
No, I mean, if you'll see either Christian will tweet them or I'll tweet pictures of all of us in hair and makeup. It's literally like children gone wild. I don't know what happened, but...
That is great. I when that flash mob came out, I literally watched it like 10, 20 times in a row because
I
love
know,
those
right?
type of things. I love those type of premeditated dances like that, and I just thought that was hysterical. At first, I didn't know what it was. I was like, "Is this a scene from got cut on the cutting room floor? What's
exactly.
more than Michael doing?" And then all of a sudden, everybody shows up, and I was like, "Oh, this is just hysterical!" And it was great to see everybody involved. It was just really great. And if you haven't seen it, we'll post it on our website so you guys can see it that are listening. And for the remaining calls, we have a lot of callers on hold, and we've only got about 15 minutes left. So
I'll just talk fast.
That's fine.
I want to be able to talk to everybody.
Okay. Well, we'll
I'll
keep
just
you
stop telling
you're...
stories.
Okay. All right. On the phone next, this is when we ran out of time. So this is 601. I don't have a name. So area code 601, you're on with Tracy.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. This is Kendall.
Hi. Oh, Kendall. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Oh, I can't believe we finally get to talk. Kendall has been such an amazing supporter and always sends me cards for every event and little gifts. You and your family are so lovely. Thank you so much for calling.
You're so welcome. I've been sitting on hold hoping I could get through.
Oh, I'm so glad you did. This has been a great night because everybody has gotten through that has been such an amazing supporter. So it's been thrilling.
Well, you're the best character on the show and the best actress, and I know I tell you that all the time, but it's the truth.
You're always so sweet. It always means so much to me. I really appreciate it.
I'm really hoping that Christian can get you to New Orleans for an appearance so that we can come see you.
I know. I don't understand what his problem is.
I know. I keep meeting him. He doesn't get back to me.
Do it. We've been talking about it. He keeps asking me for my jewelry for his events, and I'm like, I'm coming with my jewelry next time.
Oh, I would love that.
Definitely. Well, keep working on him because we'll get it.
Okay.
I promise. So then we can meet in person.
Okay, great.
That's awesome.
Well, I hope you have a great rest of the week.
Thank you very much. Everybody cross your fingers. I've been house hunting, and I found something, and hopefully they accept my offer. I know that sounds funny, but I need all good vibes.
Okay.
We'll send them your way.
That's right.
You.
I was going to say that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you, Kendall, so much for talking to me.
Have a great one, and thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I know Kendall on Facebook. He's a great one.
Oh, he's so
wonderful. 972, you are on now with Tracy. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing? My name is Matt.
Hi, Matt.
I am a huge fan of both The Bold and the Beautiful and Young and the Restless. You've been on both, so.
Definitely.
But anyways, quick question. It's kind of random, but a lot of us are upset when Leslie Ann Down was let go from The Bold and the Beautiful. Would you ever like to see her cross over to The Young and the Restless since she was supposed to work for Lauren, and they were supposed to be friends, although we never really have seen that. But
are you talking, you know what? The first part of your call was what I couldn't hear. Just tell me who you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Leslie Ann Down.
Oh, my God. I love her. She's my neighbor out by where I live. And, oh, my goodness. She is fantastic. I was stunned that she was let go. I would love it. Are you kidding? I would love to work with her under any circumstances.
Yeah, because it seems like you were always on the phone with each other on The Bold and Beautiful, but we never got to see, like, you two actually work together. So
We did once. I did a crossover several years ago, and we got a chance to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. She just makes me laugh the whole time.
Thank you for having her on the show.
It's so lovely to talk to you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Matt. Yeah, we actually have Leslie Ann Down on next Wednesday, so that'll be our
first
time.
Okay, will you send her big love from me?
Oh, we sure will. Area code 508, you are now on with Tracy. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really on.
You're really on.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. This is Stacey. I'm known as fanatic about soaps.
Oh,
and I am fanatic about soaps.
We love that.
Oh, my
that.
Gosh. I can't believe I'm talking to Tracy Bregman. Okay.
Oh, I'm so glad you called in.
Oh, my gosh. My mother started watching this show when I was a baby, I think when it first started and everything, and I've been watching for decades. So I just...
Aww.
I don't even have a question. I'm just like tongue tied right now. Like I can't believe I'm talking to Tracy Bregman. Thank you, Doug and Pam. Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm so glad we get a chance to say hi to each other, and thank you so
really
much for your faithful years of watching.
Yeah, I really just, you know, it does me so much good. You know, when I was working, it was great to come home from work and just kind of unwind, and now that I'm not working, it's helped my health to watch the soaps and follow the storylines, and I think you're great. I'm glad that they're bringing you back. And I told them in the chat room, I hope you school that Daisy girl. I'm sure the kid.
Somebody's
got to
school that Daisy girl. I can't believe what she gets away with.
She's probably a really nice person, though, right? You know,
she's adorable, actually. I shouldn't be saying this.
You want to strangle her.
Right, I know. She's a great actress. That's the best part of it.
So, I don't know. I don't want to. I just wanted to just say hi and thank you again for all that you guys do, and just know that we're out there supporting you guys, and you know, still trying to get new people watching, get people who used to be watching. We're, you know, all about keeping the soaps going. So
you know what? We really appreciate it because we definitely need the support.
Okay, and just please go back to your castmates and let them know we love you guys. And to me, you guys are the real stars, the movie stars and all them. They're, I don't know, a lot of them are a bunch of prima donnas, but I don't even know what I'm saying.
We're
so
just the goofballs.
I'm
going
to have
business.
To listen back to hear myself because I still can't believe I'm on the phone with Tracy Bregman. Okay.
Stacey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tracy's
been a huge supporter of the soaps and
just
helping with the movement. So.
Right. All of us, and I don't say the royal we, I mean we as in people in soap operas, really, really appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Stacey, for calling in. Up next is area code 201. I think this is Michelle, or is this 201?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, nope. Sorry, pick up the wrong one. Go ahead. Area code 201.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi, you're on with Tracy and Doug and Pam.
Yes, hi. My name is Christopher. I'm from Englewood, New Jersey. How are you, Tracy? It's a pleasure to speak with you at last.
Hi, Christopher. I'm so glad you called in.
Well, I want to tell you that I host a radio show on here, too, called Youth Worldview. It's a show designed with the youth of the world in mind. And I also am an advocate against the issue of bullying, which has been a problem in our nation and our world. And I would like to know what your opinion is on this issue, which has become a major crisis for our youth.
Well, I actually experienced it when I was younger, and I had quite a physical experience with bullies, and actually when I was living in London. And I'm so thankful that people are behind, you know, stopping this kind of behavior in our schools. Our schools should be a safe environment where children can discover who they are and what they are and who they want to be and not live in fear.
Well, Ms. Tracy, I would like to let you know that one of your soap opera stars, your former colleague, Mr. Casper Van Diem, last week retweeted a petition that I have going on right now at change.org, and I am putting up the link at the chat room right now, and I was wondering if you would be interested in helping me spread the word to your colleagues about it and signing the petition as well.
Well, I will happily read it. And after I read it, you know, I will retweet.
Thank you very much. I look forward to having you join the cause, and I would like to ask you to please spread the word to your colleagues at the Young and Restless as well as all the rest of the soap opera circles to spread the word about this petition. And I thank you so much for being a great, great superstar. And please continue to advance with your life and be an inspiration to every person around the world who has big dreams and inspire to make them reality.
You're very, very sweet. I so appreciate it, and have a lovely evening.
Thank you.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
All right. Up next is Michelle. I picked up the wrong one a minute ago. Michelle, 215, you're on with Tracy. Go ahead.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I don't have a question. I have a little request.
Please tell me.
A few months ago, I was at a YNR event, and I met Greg Rickhart, Michael Muni, Michelle Stafford, and Stephen Nichols.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been trying to get Greg Rickhart to do the soap series, and we were hoping you could, like, put in the good word and try to get him to do the show.
Sure, I'll ask him.
Okay.
He's a great guy. He's my dinner buddy. We go to dinner at least once a month, and he's just an awesome human being. So I will, I'll tell him to please consider.
Okay, because we've been trying, and we really, really want him to, like, do the show, and, like, I even, like, approached him at the event, and so, you know, we've been trying really hard.
All right, well, I'll say something to him for you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Michelle, for saying that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle.
Bye.
Thank you. All righty. Well, that looks like I think that everybody got through. We just whipped out those last few real quick for you.
Excellent.
Oh, perfect. Thank you all for listening tonight. And you can always listen to the playback afterwards if you didn't get a chance to listen tonight. Tracy, thank you so much for being with us again tonight. Pam, would you like to add anything since we were quiet for the 45 minutes?
Yeah, that's unusual for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it was wonderful. It was such a pleasure to be able to hear from you and speak with you, and I look forward to watching you many more years on YNR.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And
I
loved being with you guys. Thanks again.
Yes, thank you so much. And we will have you on in the fall, because I'm sure now with this some new stuff coming up, we'll have some more juice to talk about.
Perfect.
That,
I would love it.
All right, perfect. All right, well, good luck on your house, honey.
Yeah,
and
get
yourself. And we will put the links and times up on our site, so that way people can tune in to the shopping channel next week.
Perfect.
Yeah, next week. So thank you so much, and we will talk soon.
Thank you so much, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tracy.
Have a blessed night,
Bye-bye.
Tracy.
Thank you,
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. This is now the after show. So if you're still tuning in, thank you for continuing to tune in. We're going to talk just a few minutes. So if you're still on, hang on just a few while we update you on some latest developments and all that kind of stuff. So what did you think of Tracy with us tonight?
I love them all. I love them
all.
There's not anybody that I could say is my total favorite. I love them all. They're so kind and generous to, you know, do this with us and speak with the fans, which we are huge fans too. So, you know, but we're blessed.
Yeah, I really am. And I'm so glad that she was able to, to want to come back again, and we'll have her on, and, you know, down in four or five more months down the road, we'll have her back. It's about that time of the year where it hits the 6-month mark. So we'll be trying to reach out to some of our earlier guests that we had on, which would be, we had Michael Damian already back, and we had Tracy Bregman tonight. So I'll be reaching out to Eileen Davidson and Michelle Stafford to see if they would want to come back in June to talk to us and talk to the fans to do a 45-minute call-in session. I'm really happy I was able to zip through and get everybody in. Listeners, I know you get excited and you get nervous and stuff, but you have to remember there's other people on hold, and I don't want to be rude, and I'm not trying to be rude. It's just I try to zip it on as fast as possible when there's so many people on hold. I want to be fair and try to get to everybody. So thank you, everybody, for, calling in tonight, and I'm glad we were able to get everybody through. That's great. So if you're still tuning in, I hope you are. Tomorrow we have Patrick Muldoon on the show from Days of Our Lives. He plays Austin Reed. He'll be on our show tomorrow at 9 p.m. Wednesday, we have Trisha Cast, who plays Nina Webster on Young and the Restless at 9 p.m. And then Thursday, we have Bold and the Beautiful Marcus Forrester, played by Texas Battle. He'll be with us at 9 o'clock as well. So definitely don't miss an episode of that. Anything else? I can't think of any. I don't know.
Yeah, we are going to announce the winner of the video contest when Patrick Muldoon is on. And we've started a new contest, so if you want to go ahead and explain that one.
Oh, yes. For all you people who know how to use the Photoshop and those type of editing things, editing programs, I want you to get over there on your computer, or your iMac, your iPad, whatever you got, and I want you to create a poster advertising our show. Use whatever graphics you want. As you do it, as the only request that we have is that you put the website www.thesubseries.com on it somewhere at the bottom or something, so that way people will see it, they can see the advertisement and where to go to get all the latest and greatest. Like our tagline says, where we bring the stars to you. So you can just create it however you want. Starting tomorrow, you can tweet them to us or you can email them to us at soapseries@gmail.com. On the 15th, I'll be posting all the photos on our website at soapseries.com and with a voting poll, and the voting will begin. And whoever the winner is this time around will also get another shot at co-hosting with us on a future show. So if you want to be able to spend an hour with one of your favorites, then definitely do that. We have, you know, a wide variety of people coming, and we've also got a lot booked that we're working on booking for the end of May and June as well. If you want to know who's coming up for the rest of the month, definitely check out our site on the right-hand side. Click on the links for upcoming broadcasts, and then also you can listen to any of our previous 25 episodes of the archives. If you want to listen to any of them, they're right there at your fingertips. Just click a button, hit play, and you're good to go. And then we will talk tomorrow and announce the winner. So hopefully the three people that did the videos, Land of Cause, Dawn, and Erica, will join us live. And Patrick Muldoon, he doesn't know it yet, but he's going to tell you that you're the winner. So
yeah.
hope he's okay with that, because I kind of just said that he's going to do that.
Sure he'll be fine with it.
Yeah, so we'll tell him pre-show who it is. So I hope everybody definitely does that. Be sure to follow us at The Soap Series on Twitter. You can follow Pam at PAM72210. Yeah, 72210. Pam 72210. I'm the host, Douglas. You can follow me, host me, whatever you want to do with me, at It's Just Douglas on Twitter. If you want to see what we look like, I just added our pictures. Did you see that to the site, Pam?
I did, yes. Good
yeah,
job.
So if you want to
as
see
always.
What we look like, if you want to see who these people are that are doing the soap movement, and you want to see who I am and who Pam is, you can click on the link, and you can see us on the right-hand side as well. The beautiful and dashing Pam is sexy as ever on her picture. that is funny.
Yeah, you're so funny.
Well, you know, I gotta make you feel good. Let's see, if there's somebody that you want on our show that hasn't been on our show yet and isn't scheduled to be on our show in the next month, be sure to tweet us and ask us who you want to be on, and we'll see what we can do. And if you want, you can tweet them or Facebook them and ask them, invite them. You know, I guess the more the merrier. We don't want to beg, but hey, you know, the more attention that our show gets to the stars, they'll be like, hey, these people really want to talk to me, and let's get on the show. Thank you, Michelle, also for coming on and asking Tracy, who was our guest, to have Greg on, and Greg, you know, plays Kevin Fisher, my favorite. So yeah, I'd be really thrilled if we can get him on the show finally. I don't know. Anything else? You just go to thesubseries.com, check out all our stuff. There's all kinds of stuff on there for you to enjoy and look at. And I don't think there's anything else. Is there anything else?
Our star of the week is Michael Mooney.
Oh yes, Michael Mooney is our star of the week. I chose him this week because he has just done an outstanding job with On Young and Restless, with his redemption story and showing a different, softer side of Adam. And he's a rock star, and he knows it. So God love him. And hopefully we will be having him on in the summer. We'll get that when it's closer to the time. Him and Daniel Goddard and Melanie Thomas Scott will probably all be in the summer. So definitely do not miss those as well. We are reaching out and getting more General Hospital, One Life to Live, All My Children, Days of Our Lives, As the World Turns, and Guiding Light stars as well. We just have had a lot of CBS stars because the show was based on CBS stars at first, and now we branched off, and now we got all these other people coming on. So any General Hospital people listening, we have Jason Cook on coming up, who plays Matt on General Hospital. Do we have? And then we have Eddie Alderson, who was on One Life to Live.
Yep, One Life to Live,
okay.
And Jerry Verdorn, who is also from One Life to Live.
Yes, and we have Lindsay Hartley, who was on what?
All My Children and
All
Passions.
And Passions, and I think a brief stint on Days of Our Lives as well. So we're reaching out there.
Yeah.
We also got Chandler Massey and James Scott coming probably end of May, early June, from Days of Our Lives, who plays Will Horton and E.J. DeMera. So I'm really excited about that. But wait a minute. He's not a DeMera. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's going to be some good stuff. I need to get caught up on that. If you missed last night's show, Nelson Bronco was on last night, and he is a soap writer, soap columnist. He's been around for a long time, and he really knows his stuff. Definitely go to our link to thesoapseries.com. Go to the right-hand side. Scroll down until you see Nelson Bronco's name under the archive shows. Click play because you will get the inside scoop on a lot of things that are soap-related, a lot of good things. I was really impressed with the show, and we will definitely have him back on in a couple months. Maybe we can have him on quite frequently to do these kind of soap uncensored type shows. So I'm really, really excited about that show, and he was just fun as well. And if you haven't checked out, you can also order his ebook called Soap Opera Uncensored, and you can get a discounted price for a year, $24.99, if you mention the soap series, by emailing soapuncensored@yahoo.com. Mention the soap series, and you get it at that price. Also, if you're a One Life to Live fan, he wrote a really great book, a tribute book for One Life to Live fans, and you can get that also by mentioning the soap series, and you get it for $3.99. It's an ebook, so you can read it on your Kindle or your iPad or your iPhone or your whatever you've got that you read.
There's so many things out there.
I know there's just so many things, but you can get it for $3.99 instead of the $9.99 retail price. So if you're a One Life to Live fan, I highly recommend that. He is also working on the Anna Russell's book, which I'm so thrilled for, and he's also what was the other book? There was another book he was. You asked him about. Did you ask him about All My Children book?
I did, and he said he's considering doing it.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, definitely. And you can follow him at Nelly Bronco, and you can get all the latest soap stuff from there. I just read his new book or his new weekly publishing today. It has a lot of juicy stuff in it. He hinted at some thing regarding Young and the Restless with Sharon and Victor in it. So if you really want to know about that disgusting display of storyline that's coming up, you can definitely check that out. I'm not going to spoil it, but you can read it at Soap Opera Uncensored that he has. Did you read it yet, Pam?
No, I'm going to do it later when we get off the phone.
Okay, yeah. When you read it, I'm sure I'll hear from you when you read what he hints at. Oh, my God. Anyway. somebody on Diane
it's
in the chat room.
Juicy.
Yes, it is. I love juice. Diane in the chat room is asking if there's any more One Life to Live stars coming on. Yes, Pam. Since Pam is the ABC expert of the two of us, she is helping with that. So if there's anybody from One Life to Live that you want on, tweet her at Pam72210 and let her know who you want on. And we will research them via social media and other links and other ways that we do it, and we'll try to get them on. We definitely want to show the love is still there for All My Children and One Life to Live. And if you also go to our website, I created a quick link or an easy link for banning the Good Morning America show that's coming on this summer. So I definitely want to be on the bandwagon for this time around, since I missed it last year with the Chew and the Revolution. We got rid of the Revolution. Yay. So let's see if we can get rid of Good Morning America and put something else in that spot that deserves to be there, and definitely not get rid of General Hospital. Nelson did talk last night that, we don't know how long they've been, extended for, 6 months. He said he thinks maybe a year. But if we can really show that we don't want any more reality talk shows in the afternoon, that maybe we can keep it going. So keep your love positive on Twitter for soap operas. Don't say negative things. I say that every time because I still see negative stuff. I unfollow anybody that talks negative about soap operas. I'm sorry. So if I've unfollowed you, it's because I've seen a tweet and said things that you shouldn't say. Because if you include the hashtag YR, they're going to see it when they since that's the official hashtag. And I just, if you put those official hashtags in it or actors and actresses' names, that's just tasteless and tactless or whatever, and it's just not appreciated from us who are working really hard to save the soaps. So anyway, what I was talking about is if you go to thesoapseries.com, scroll down, click tweet under the thing about, you know, we're not going to watch Good Morning America, and tweet that out because we're going to have to start now to prevent the Good Morning America afternoon show to get any kind of ratings. So hopefully, you know, no offense, they need to keep Good Morning America in the morning, and, you know, we need soaps in the afternoon. So
exactly.
Anything on that that you want to add to it?
No, and as I said before, too, anybody that wants someone on our show, you see them on Twitter, you see them on Facebook, just tweet them, tweet them, tweet them. I mean, we know that there are certain people that do it on a consistent basis, and we appreciate it. We just need to get more people doing it, I think, so that it could show the real demand for wanting them to be on our show.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Or even retweet somebody's tweet. You know, that's doing it, too, so...
Yeah, exactly. Let's see, if you won anything, if you won something from the Michael Damian contest, I sent the email to him with all the addresses that you guys gave me, so he should be getting that out. That's now in his hands, and I will make sure that he is reminded to make sure that he gets that out. I will be taking care of the CDs that I promised the fans, and we'll be getting those out as soon as possible. Let's see. Just a couple shout-outs to the people that are still listening in the chat room. Brandon, Cassandra, Don, Diane, Erica, Stacy, Jersey, Justice, who was on the call about the bullying, Martin Layton, Lakeisha, Enrique, David, Sandy, Maceta, Barbara is her name. Those few people are still hanging in the chat room. Thank you so much. We were actually featured today again on this, the Blog Talk Radio, and so we should have a lot of listens from now until midnight. Very excited about that, and hopefully we'll be featured tomorrow for Patrick Muldoon, and hopefully have a good turnout for that. It sucks because he's been let go of Austin's role, and I'm just now getting into Days, and I really, you know, it's just frustrating because, you know, we brought him on to celebrate soaps and he was let go. So we got to make sure tomorrow we got to give him lots of love. And so if you're a fan of Patrick Muldoon,
yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. Give him lots of give him lots of energy, positive love, call in, if you ever want to call into the show, the reminder is call in 15 minutes before and I go straight down the list. And if you get excited and you talk and you don't know what you're saying and stuff, but try to keep it as short as possible and respect the time of the other people that are on hold. When there's nights that there aren't as many callers, I will let the chat room know and you can talk a little bit longer. But otherwise, you know, you're with big stars like, you know, with Tracy Bregman and Michelle Stafford and, you know, some of the bigger names, we do have a lot of calls. So these catch-up shows will be for mustard. Oh, sorry, I'm a nerd.
You're losing it.
Yeah, I know I am because I'm just rambling. I'm just trying to get a lot in. These shows that we do, the 45 minutes of calls, are, you know, for you fans who weren't able to call in the next time. So I'll be working on Eileen Davidson and Michelle Stafford to have them come back in June. So if you missed that round one, you can get round two. And if you missed Tracy Bregman's original interview with us, you can also go to our website as well. Let's see. I'm seeing if there's anything else going on here in the chat room. We have 11 minutes of airtime left, so I'm just rambling until we run out of time. Might as well give all the people something to listen to.
Who's still on hold?
Huh?
Is somebody still on hold for the phones?
There's people there, but they're just listening in. Those people have already called in.
Well, I think you should pick up that phone again with Stacy on it. Let her chat.
Okay. Stacy, what's up?
make me chat again.
Hi, Stacy. You got the floor for about
finally,
3 or 4 minutes.
You know, I'm finally like done shaking and everything, and like, you know. I'm on cloud 9 here, and I've got the floor. I don't know. I'm so sorry if I took too much time up. I hope I
didn't. Oh,
no,
you
didn't. I hope
no,
I didn't
no,
prevent
no.
anyone else from calling in.
No, we got,
no,
we got
nobody
everybody
actually
tonight.
Spoke long, so we were
I really just kind of wanted to say hi to her and let her know how cool I think she is. And
yes. Well, thank you for your continued support of our show. I do. We do appreciate it more than you realize.
Oh, I love your show. I'm telling family members, friends. I'm like calling people who aren't on Facebook and Twitter and saying, you know, look, you got to listen to this radio show.
Oh,
no, even
you.
If you don't go to the chat room, you can call in.
Yeah, yeah. You don't even have to go. I mean, it's nice to see the chat. I mean, I'm able to watch the chat room now, and it's so awesome to see this interaction. You know, we had almost 60 people in the chat room tonight, and that was just was just great.
It definitely
really
adds to it, but I mean, you know, if you're on the go or whatever, there've been a couple times I've called into your show and I've been on the road.
Yeah.
You know, and it's been it's just great to be able to connect with the soap stars, and it's just, you know, I'm right there with you, Doug, on the whole thing with Twitter. I've been off of it for a while now, and it was because of a lot of the negativity when Life to Live ended, and then there was all that fighting. So I've just recently gone back there, and I'm really just trying to, you know, if it turns out I have to unfollow, block people because they're being too negative, then that's what I'm going to do, and I'm retweeting the heck out of, the positive tweets. I mean, today on General Hospital, I'm not going to give any spoilers away, but my goodness, Dominic Zambronia blew me away. And blew a lot. I mean,
oh God, yeah.
I don't. He must have. I'm surprised if he and or General, you know, GH was not trending at some point because it was.
Now
wow.
is that the actor who plays Dante?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I did see it. I did see it today, and I was like, wow, this is.
I have
this,
to admit, I'm biased because I've always just loved him, but today he was just it was.
Yeah, I'm new
really
to.
They were really pushing his acting, so.
I'm new to General Hospital, so I don't know most of the cast names, so it's kind of iffy. But I do enjoy it. There's somebody on hold, and they just called in, and I didn't even see this. So let's just see who they are.
Yeah.
He
private messaged me and said that.
What?
Get out of here.
You can take me.
He private messaged me and asked if Tracy was still here, and I told him no, that she left, unfortunately. So.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
Erica 514, hi.
Hello.
How are you? I'm
great.
Good.
I just joined you a little late, but
okay.
I enjoyed the show. It was cool.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you were able to. If you did miss the first part, you can download us as soon as we hang up. We'll be able, you'll be able to download and listen to the full interview.
Oh, okay. And did Tracy say anything about an evening with Rachel Zoe? It's an evening, you know, she took part of a couple of months ago.
I don't know.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, we lost the whoever that was. I'm sorry, we lost you. And
Israel is how it came up in the message that he sent me.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. From Israel, or his name was Israel?
No, his name was Israel.
Oh, I know Israel. Okay. Sorry about that. We have 6 minutes left, so we can continue talking. What was I going to say? I mentioned something about General Hospital, and I was going to say something about
Dante,
it.
General Hospital.
Oh, but somebody in the chat room a few minutes ago, Enrique, was talking about getting Andrea Evans. Isn't Andrea Evans the same actress who played Tawny on on Bold and the Beautiful, and on Patty on Young and Restless?
Yeah, and she was on One Life to Live for many, many years.
I didn't know that she was on there,
Love
her. Oh,
yeah,
I know Tina. I remember Tina from soap magazines and stuff. Oh, my God, that was her. Okay, well, we need to get on that because I could enjoy that one definitely because of her. She played Patty back in the 80s, and then she played Amber's mom on both Bold and Beautiful and Young and Restless. So, okay, definitely we need to – I don't know if she's on Twitter or not, but we need to get on that.
You don't want it.
So let's see. The other people are talking about different people that they want on the show. Yeah, she's still there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shoot. You just heard me say, get on that.
Yeah.
I
here? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, we do have a special guest co-host for next or in 2 days on Wednesday for Trisha Cast. Joan will be joining us that night as well. So, Joan, I know you're out there listening. You haven't been forgotten. That was scheduled before our contest. So, yeah, she'll be joining us that night. I hear your dogs are going crazy back there.
Yeah, as usual. I got them to be quiet most of the show, and it's not even the one that usually barks. It's the other one.
Well, there's things called muzzles.
Come here. Let me put a muzzle on you.
I might like that. So anyway,
Stacy, take care of them.
So Stacy, thank you so much for your continued support, and I will never forget you because you were, you've been, you know, a part of our show for the last almost 5-6 months, and you actually, when I did one of my first weekend reviews, you were with me the whole hour, and that was fun. I remember that. Thank you.
I remember that.
That was fun. And that was when Joyce was with me. And I've been trying to get a hold of Joyce. She's so busy. I want her to come on and just, you know, talk to one of our after shows if she's available, just to catch up on her. Because, I mean, you know, we wouldn't be here without her. And I miss her. So if you're listening, Joyce, I know you listen to our shows afterwards. So if you're listening all the way through this, get a hold of me. I want you to come on our show. We miss you. And we want you on to come catch up with us. So, yeah. We have about 3 minutes left, so we'll just let me just do a little shout-out for my other show real quick, because I got to tell you something. I thought, well, let me see if our show, my Digital Futon show, would get featured on Blog Talk, and it got featured today, and we've almost hit 2,000 downloads of my show, which is huge. It's only been on six weeks now. It's called The Digital Futon. You can follow me at The Digital Futon. We're sort of like The View, but there's no censorship. We talk about every topic out there. There's 5 of us that have just a wide variety of diverse opinions and stuff, and I really hope that those new 2,000 listeners that listen to our show, over the last 24 hours, really tune in for this Friday as well. So if you're interested, you come check us out Fridays at 9:30. I would appreciate that. And you can call in as well and talk about topics with us and stuff. And we're continually to always make it fun and entertaining. So, Stacey, if you haven't checked us out, if you're feeling good and feeling up to 2 hours of random fun, definitely check us out on any Friday at 9:30 because it is a lot of fun.
I'll keep that in mind.
Stacey, I'm going to have to come up with
here.
A new name for you since you keep calling me co-host.
She's
writing it in the chat room.
And then there's the soap series co-host. So I don't know if is one of you Doug and one of you Pam.
I'm the co-host in the chat room.
Okay.
Yeah, in the chat room, hers comes up as co-host because I log in under the account. So yeah.
He just thinks that he's the king, so that's why he made me the co-host.
Oh, here we go.
Oh boy, here we go. And with that being said, I'm gonna play my little outro music. With that being said, thank you for listening. Love you guys, love all of you, and here's a little retro music for you guys. Pam, say goodbye.
Thanks, Cheryl, for this music. Good night, everybody.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
It's intermission time, folks, so hurry, hurry, hurry. The show starts in 1 minute.
Oh, boy.
And now, on with the show.
And good night.